Phoneboy Speaks, episode 610, Rena versus TCP/IP.
My reposting of the slide deck that Shahar Tal from Checkpoint Software Technologies had put out at DEF CON about TR-069, which I did a podcast on earlier, that sparked a debate between me and Martin Geddes about, well, how this problem should be solved. And his response, you get right down to it, is that, well, the network is fundamentally insecure and we need to replace it with something else. And he pointed me at something called Rena, which I had not heard of before. And so I'll put a link in the show notes. You can read it. But the idea that I understand is that we take a lot of the levels of the network and we abstract it, and and we make as part of that authorization and authentication. Am I talking to the right person? Do I know I'm talking to the right person? And is this communication authorized? Right. So it's all sort of built into the protocol. But I look at something like that and I go, okay, that's great. Right. That's at this point it's still in concept phase. Or it may be in prototype phase, but nobody's using it, right? I mean, let's face it. There are, TCP/IP, for all of its faults, and it's been around a while, and it's not. It was designed with a different set of circumstances in mind, or requirements. And frankly, security wasn't one of the requirements. But the fact is that TCP/IP is everywhere, and we're using it for a lot of things, and it's not going away anytime soon. And, you could theoretically solve a lot of problems by using some other protocol that's more secure. I get that, right? We're even thinking about something built on TCP/IP, SMTP, right? Email. Email spam is very prevalent. We've put all these things on top of it to make it, to try and solve the spam problem when if we had some, something more authenticated and so forth, we might have less of an issue. But the fact is that all of this infrastructure already exists today, and whatever security problem you have, right, waiting for a new product that's going to solve all of those problems, it's not going to happen anytime soon, right? Because TCP/IP is here today. It's something everybody's using, and even if Rena launch, becomes a viable product and people start using it, it's going to be a long time before it rolls out and replaces TCP/IP. I mean, think about the transition between IPv4 and IPv6, right? How long has IPv6 been, ready? Like 15 years, and we still are talking about, single digit percentages of internet traffic is IPv6 versus IPv4. So just because something's new and better and out there doesn't mean everybody's going to use it, because we all have infrastructure that we're using today. We have security problems today, and we need to solve those security problems today without waiting for something new to come around. We can change whatever the underlying transit is. I mean, that could change, but that doesn't change very often, right? Applications can change much easier. Applications can handle a lot of this stuff. I mean, should it be done in the application? I mean, we get in that debate, but the fact is that we can't count on the transport to authenticate the endpoint. It was never designed for that. It's the transport we have today. We can't really change it. It is what it is. And so, we have to, problems like TR-069 have to be solved the way we've been solving them. Granted, yes, having something, a new way to communicate, would that solve issues? Yeah. But again, that's the future, and we have to solve, and we have problems today that we have to solve today if we want to maintain the security, the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of our data using the stuff that we have today. We got to use the tools that are available. And while I appreciate visionaries like Martin Geddes putting words out about Rena and stuff, and as I say, I'll put a link in the show notes to the article on Rena, the fact is we are we're a long way from ever implementing something like that widely enough that it would solve all the problems. And there's no guarantee that that the rest of the internet would agree that that's the way to go and move toward it. And so, again, we need to solve today's problem. We need to solve our problems today. And so we use the tools that we have, and that's really all we can do.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.